And now, James Gravel.
In discussing the will of God, people often ask if natural disasters such as tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods are God's will. Let's examine the scriptures to see what they say. At the end of his 6 days of creation, God surveyed everything he had made and proclaimed, "It is very good," Genesis 1, verse 31, which is the Hebrew terminology representing something both complete and perfect. Pestilence, disease, and human death were unknown. Man existed in a paradise of beauty and happiness. The tranquility of humanity's first days was not to prevail, however. In Genesis 3, Moses recorded the breaking of the covenant relationship between man and God, the entrance of sin into the world, and a need for a coming Redeemer. Moses informs us that as a consequence of humanity's sin, the earth was cursed, Genesis 3, verse 17. In Romans 8, verses 19 and 20, the Apostle Paul declared that the entire creation was subjected to the bondage of corruption as a result of those sinful events in Eden. Genesis chapters 6 through 8 then records that eventually God sent a worldwide flood as an instrument of his holy judgment on humankind because every intent of the thoughts of man's heart was to do evil continually, Genesis 6 verse 5. From Genesis 7 verse 19 we learn that the waters of the flood covered all the high mountains under the whole heaven. We may only surmise the drastic geologic and environmental changes that the flood caused upon the earth. We know that local floods can cause tremendous damage in very brief periods. Imagine, then, the damage that water covering every high mountain on Earth for a year must have caused. What causes natural disasters on Earth today? One cause is the vastly different geological and meteorological phenomena that currently exist. Tall mountains and deep valleys are conductive of extremes in weather. Components of the Earth's crust, such as fault lines, give rise to earthquakes. Vast bodies of water experiencing global climatic variations spawn hurricanes, and so on. All of this is a far cry from the Earth that Adam and Eve inhabited, when everything was very good. Taken at face value, the wickedness of mankind, which precipitated the flood of Noah's day, ultimately is responsible for the changes in the earth that now produce many natural disasters. Man, not God, is responsible for such disasters.